Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Caitlin with him. I have the pleasure of speaking with.
You guys keep charging me for stuff and sending me stuff that I haven't approved. And I don't know where it is and I don't know what it is, but I need to get this straightened out.
And, yes, ma'am. And yes, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. Can I first start off by getting your zip code?
36054.
And your first and last name?
Francis Gross.
And can I get you to verify your address for me?
39 Meadow Oaks Court, Millbrook, Alabama.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So give me one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do see that you purchased our Wi-Fi booster in the amount of $7.45 on the 31st of October. And I also see that you purchased our Pulse Oximeter on the 31st of October. Just by paying the shipping and handling, you can have those shipped out to you. But what those things are is a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Store. And each month you are going to be charged at $49.97.
Nobody told me anything about this. So I can send that. I've never even used that oximeter or whatever you call it. I can send that back. It's in the original box. I need all of this credit
okay.
back to
Yes, ma'am. And, yes, ma'am, and I understand that, but it's stated in the terms and conditions that you'd be billed 48 hours after you signed up. And unfortunately, we can't take back the products because it's due to safety precautions and health protocols. So since you've already paid for those items, you do with those as you please, but there's no way that we can take those back.
All right. So what did you send me that says useful gadgets cleanse on for $49.97 and then another keto gadget online store $49.97.
Yes, ma'am, and as I stated earlier, you purchased two items for us from us in the amount of $7.45. With each of those items purchased from us, you're going to be charged $49.97 per item because those are your amounts to be enrolled in our online gadget store.
Okay, so how do I get unenrolled? This is ridiculous. I don't even have whatever you're talking about, and this is over $100. And last month I had two. I've had this every month for the last few months. This is not right. I need to keep
And yes, ma'am. And
there's something on here about a rewards. Are you associated with Walter Drake Rewards also?
Okay, yes, ma'am, and I understand that. But like I stated, in the terms and conditions, it does state that you'd be billed 48 hours after you signed up.
Okay.
So the best thing, yes, ma'am, and I understand that, and I'm perfectly capable of handling this call. What I can do for you is I can get you canceled out, and I can offer you a 50% refund back on the most recent charge. I don't have the availability to refund you all your money back.
Okay, so you're going to get me re-enrolled, disenrolled today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you've got something being shipped to me because I got an email, and I thought, I haven't even ordered anything. It said I was getting something in that my order had shipped, and so can you?
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
That was billed to me on 1/5/1/5. You billed me twice on 1/5. I have no idea what it is, and I didn't get it.
Yes,
so,
ma'am. You're not going to receive anything because the $49.97 is for an online gadget store that you are enrolled in. You don't physically get anything. You get a $125 gift card to be used at the store since you paid the $49.97, but you're not going to receive a product in the mail. It's a subscription.
Nobody gave me a gift card for anything, ma'am.
Have you checked your email form?
Okay. I can go to my email and see what I can find. When would I have gotten this email that said I had a gift card?
Ma'am, you would have got one each month because you paid for it each month.
This is ludicrous, ma'am. I've never in my life done anything like this. I signed up to do some kind of survey. After I did the survey, it gave me supposedly that $100 gift card, I guess, and then it said I had to buy those little gadgets with it, but all I had to do was pay the shipping. Well, I paid all that shipping, and now you keep charging me money every month. I mean, you guys have charged me all this money every month. I don't know What do I search under for what you're talking about an email?
So you can search up Consumer Gadget Club.
What is now?
Consumer Gadget Club. CONSUMER.
Consumer GADGET Gadget Card. I have nothing in here on a consumer gadget card.
Yes, ma'am. Then maybe you could type in 125 and maybe it'll pop up that way. Multiple people do it different ways and they're able to find them. If you're not able to find them, I can
just put 125 behind the consumer gadget card or just put 125 in the search bar.
Whichever way you decide to do that, ma'am, you can delete it out and type in 125 or you could put it behind it or in front of it.
Nothing's coming up if I put it behind it. So let's see if I can't find out anything. Nothing comes up under 125 either. Y'all are scamming me out of this. I'm going to turn y'all over to the Better Business Bureau.
Yes, ma'am, and I assure you that it's not a scam because if it was a scam, we would have never shipped out the products on the first and you would have never received the products.
So when did you ship me product?
We shipped you products out on the 1st of November.
Okay, and that was that little thing that I told you still in the box, an oximeter or something?
Yes, ma'am.
So I've been paying $49.97 twice a month. Two times a month you've been taking this out of my checking account since November. That's November, December, and then January. And you're saying I can't have anything for that? You can't refund that? You can't do anything about it?
Yes, ma'am. And I just stated earlier in the call that I can refund you back 50% of the $49.97 on the most recent charge. I have no control over the rest of the products or the rest of the refunds because it's a valid charge on your card that you knew that you were getting billed monthly on. Twice monthly.
I know, but I've been sick and I haven't been able to call before. Okay, so give me the credit that you're going to give me, and then give me the disenrollment number and date and all that kind of stuff, and then I will go and I will get some results for this other mess that y'all have done to me. This is ridiculous that y'all do this to people. Nobody in their right mind would pay this, darling. Well, I mean, you guys are just scamming people out
okay,
of money.
Yes, ma'am. And I'll go ahead and I will provide you with that cancellation number. And as a one-time courtesy, I'll go ahead and refund you the full $49.97. And I can get you transferred over to fraud. Would you like that?
Yeah, go ahead and give me that cancellation
okay.
number.
Okay. The cancellation number is going to be C as in cancel, 258-919-171.
Okay. And then you've disenrolled me as of today's date, correct?
Yes, you're disenrolled as in today, and you will not be charged any further. And I'll get you transferred over to fraud to assure you that you won't get charged any further.
How much are you going to credit me right today?
$49.97, the most recent charge that came out of your bank account.
We got two on the same day.
Okay, yes, ma'am,
and I
don't have the authority to refund twice in one day, so I'm going to transfer you over to the fraud department.
Okay, so you're going to take care of one of these $49.97s, and I have to, okay, please transfer me to the fraud. Then.
Okay, yes, ma'am, so give me one moment while I place you on a brief hold to get your account notated to transfer you over.
Okay, let me ask you this. If I call back tomorrow, because y'all are going to charge me again for something that y'all so supposedly...
Ma'am, you're not going to get charged any further because I canceled you out. There's no physical way for us to charge you because you're canceled. I provided you with the cancellation number.
It already told me that you shipped me something yesterday, and
yes, ma'am. That has nothing to do with us because there's nothing on my end that shows that we shipped you anything. The two things
okay.
that we shipped those out on the 1st of November. You're not going to get charged any more this month or here on out because you were canceled out, and I provided you with the cancellation number.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. If you'll ship me over to the other department, let me see what they can do about this scam.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you for contacting customer support. I'm getting you transferred over to fraud. Hope you have a great rest of your day.